Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Registration for the Rec Center Secret Santa program ends next week. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. So far, about 300 kids in need will receive gifts from Santa through the Rec Center Secret Santa program. There's still time to sign up for those who may not be on the list yet. The Gillette News Record reported the program provides presents for children from newborns through eighth graders. As of Monday, Adam Gibson, recreation superintendent for the Campbell County Recreation Center, said the number of applications stands at 301 children. Families can still sign up Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week at the Council of Community Services Food Pantry at 114 South 4J Road. Families are asked to bring a photo ID and proof of income to sign up. Those children with older than eighth graders may also sign up for the Abate Toy Program at the same time and place. Gibson said about 80 to 100 kids still await sponsors as of Wednesday. To sponsor a child, anyone can stop by the Recreation Center and ask for the Christmas binder that's filled with letters kids wrote with wishes to Santa. Sponsors then shop for the gifts, wrap them, and deliver them to the family. Gibson said monetary donations are also accepted. People can browse the letters until the last child's wish list is sponsored, but Gibson said the event normally wraps up mid-December, so there's only a couple more weeks left for locals to help out. Last year, about 450 children sent in letters, and Gibson anticipates anywhere from 4 to 500 again this year. Anyone with questions about the program can contact the Rec Center at 682-8527 or the Council of Community Services at 686-2730. YDOT offers signing bonus to fill needed employment vacancies. Several agencies within Wyoming state government continue to struggle to provide services due to a shortage of full-time employees. The Wyoming Department of Transportation this week announced a $2,000 hiring bonus program, according to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle. The strategic move is to help the department find enough staff to meet its mission in providing state services, according to a YDOT news release, and is available to all permanent positions. Taylor Rossity, Support Services Administrator at YDOT, said, "We recognize the importance of attracting skilled and dedicated individuals to join our team. This hiring bonus is a testament to our commitment to building a strong workforce that can meet the challenges and demands of our ever-evolving transportation landscape." Doug McGee, a YDOT spokesperson, told the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, "There are currently 200 to 250 full-time openings out of 2,000 positions within the department. There are shortages of snowplow drivers, engineers, highway patrol dispatchers, highway patrol troopers, and in maintenance dispatch centers, as well as mechanics in multiple locations." McGee said the list goes on and on, but those are some very key positions. "We're short 40 full-time plow drivers." The Wyoming Game and Fish Department joins YDOT in its need to fill vacant full-time positions. A 2022 report released in late October found that law enforcement position vacancy rates at Game and Fish were at nearly 20%. A shortage of law enforcement for the department hasn't been an issue until recent years, according to the report. Game and Fish has struggled to hire and train enough law enforcement to replace those who have retired or voluntarily left. There was a steep drop in documented wildlife, fishing, and watercraft violations from 2021. King wrote in the report, "This should not be interpreted as an increase in compliance with state laws and regulations. Rather, it should serve as a stark reminder of our ongoing recruitment and retention challenges facing most agencies." Several senior game warden districts were vacant during the fall hunting season, and King noted that the Wyoming game wardens are stretched thin from being understaffed. In the midst of ongoing staffing shortages, King called on the public to help. "Now more than ever, your eyes in the field and reports of suspicious activity are needed." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.